What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. This is the Dopey Millennial Show. Welcome in. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Sunday afternoon. Yeah. Sigh. That's a sigh, a good long is how we're going to start the show today, because for the next 3 hours, look, we're going to have fun. We're going to get into a number of different topics over the course of this show. We've also got some great guests that I am excited to get to talk to you guys about, but looking outside here in the Kia Studios at a bit of a gloomy day in Atlanta, but guess what? It's not raining. It was raining, but it's not raining now. And you know where it's also not raining? Bristol, Tennessee. But you know when it was raining? Last night for the Speedway Classic. You want to know where I was last night? At the Speedway Classic. All excited. I got up yesterday morning, bright and early, my dad would say, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, got ready, was like, man, I've got a baseball game that I get to go and watch at a NASCAR venue. And as someone who doesn't talk about, I don't talk a ton about my NASCAR fandom, just quite honestly, because like none of my friends care. I have, thankfully, through the station, I have now got some friends who, with Bo and Mike, care about NASCAR. But otherwise, like, my friends that I hang out with on a regular basis, not big NASCAR fans, are baseball fans, though. And so, when I had friends who were like, what are they doing? Why are they playing a baseball game at a NASCAR venue? And I was like, this is a really cool idea. Like, this is trying something new. And in fact, I don't think a lot of people realize that this comes from the Field of Dreams series. This came from the last couple of years. They've played out at the filming location for the Field of Dreams in, what is it? Is it Dyersville, I believe? And so they moved that game from playing out in a literal cornfield where they put together this baseball field based on the Kevin Costner movie, to move it and said, all right, let's try another venue that isn't used to having baseball, and we can put a lot of support into trying something we've never done before. And when I heard the idea, I was like, this sounds amazing. Like, the fact you're going to take a racetrack in which I've been there for a race, and the cool thing is, I went in 2020 when the pandemic shuts everything down. There are no sports going on. I don't know how long I'm going to have a job here at the radio station, because, like, who knows what's going to happen in life. And Bristol is like, hey, we're going to have the all-star race. And I was like, you know what? I looked at my wife and I was like, I need to get out the house. Like, I am, like, this beard is getting crazy. I haven't had a haircut in weeks. I don't care. I just want to get outside, because that feels relatively safe. I'm not going to catch the cooties. I can get outside in a big open atmosphere and watch some NASCAR. And it was really fun. Chase Elliott ended up winning. So my favorite driver right in front of me. It was great. Loved the whole bit. And so I knew that view-wise, there's like not a bad view in the entire place that fits like, I think, 145,000 when they're going full strength. And then for this baseball game that they were going to play, that they are now playing currently, we'll keep you updated with the score and that sort of thing, it was going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 85,000. And within those 85,000, they were very clear that, hey, if you buy certain tickets, you're going to have an obstructed view. And I do think that what we'll get into the good, the bad, the ugly that happened last night. The one thing that I am particularly annoyed with is the people complaining on social media right now that they had a terrible view. Because guess what? It was all over the tickets. It said it clear as day. Either some of them literally said fully obstructed view, which is like, why are you buying that? Why? Unless you just want to be in the atmosphere, which is fine. That's cool. You want to do that? Just be aware. Like the, I forget what stadium it is that plays college football, and there's like a wall that blocks your seat. Like it's up in the 500s of whatever this college football venue is. I'm trying to think if it's not the Big House, I don't think, but it's somewhere where there's like literally a cement wall, and it's when you buy your ticket, it says fully obstructed view. They let you know, and yet people still get upset. So I was annoyed at the complaints that I did see.
But Caleb, you have to understand, we live in the world where you know the meme from The Simpsons? That sign can't stop me because I can't read.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. No, because you know what it was, Dom? People saw $25 tickets and exactly. Were like, oh, crazy.
And stopped reading.
Oh, crazy. Over here, it's $140, but over here, it's $25. Yeah, because it says fully obstructed view. So for the people who were angry about the fully obstructed view, I have no sympathy for you whatsoever. Now, I did hear John Fricke, who in his last segment before I got on, talking about the complaints, because it was to some extent a disaster for fans in a certain way. Now, me as a media member, I was complaining last night, but I had it far better than 90% of people, because for one, the press box was covered, so I was dry unless I decided I wanted to walk outside. And a couple of times I did, just out of pure curiosity and wanting to see things and wanting to know what was going on. I did walk outside and had a rain jacket, so I was fine. So from the media perspective, we really had no reason to complain. We did have to get amongst the people for food, but I did that clearly earlier on than other people did. Because I had a hot dog with a bun. Now, I was complaining because I got the Atlanta dog. And the Atlanta dog claimed it had Atlanta hot dog sauce, cheese, pork rinds, and coleslaw. All right, cool. I want to try this because I tried the... There was some kind of crazy hot dog that the All-Star game had. I tried it. It was like $21. Absolutely insane, but it was really good because It had like a birria taco stuff all over it. That was really good. This one at Bristol Motor Speedway, not made with love. Not made with love. The Atlanta hot dog sauce was chili. And I was
I was going to say, whenever I hear like just generic, like secret sauce type name like that, like give me at least some sort of idea of what the sauce could be,
you know,
in the name.
You know, Dom, you know what I assumed it was? And this was very wrong of me. I assumed it was some sort of lemon pepper or hot sauce.
See, here's the thing. Because Atlanta, I would think Atlanta, Georgia, Georgia peach. Maybe it's like a
peach
honey, like barbecue type deal.
Yeah. I was thinking, since for you know, right or wrong, we're known for wings mm-hmm. and a lot of association with Atlanta, you know, strip club, hot wings, all that sort of thing that typically happens. I assumed lemon pepper or hot, something in that ballpark. And then because the Cincinnati side had the Cincinnati chili, which made sense for their Skyline chili, you know, they're known for all of that. They were just like, we're going to call it Atlanta hot dog sauce, but it's also the same chili that we're putting on the Cincinnati. So my complaint was, I was like, 5 out of 10, like, this is just an average hot dog with your average, but at least I had a bun, because seeing that they ran out of buns, seeing that they ran out of cheese for the nachos, absolutely insane. Now, here's the thing, Dom, that I also want to bring up for the people complaining about the obstructed view, and for the people who I saw eating cheeseless nachos, no one forced you to buy that. No one forced you to buy cheeseless nachos. Now, dumb on Bristol Motor Speedway, and more importantly, Major League Baseball, for not having the amount of food that they need. And in fact, today I found out that they don't have food. They just told fans, you can bring in whatever you want.
Okay. That makes up for it a little bit.
It does, but it's wild, Dom, that yesterday, no food or drinks, everything's got to come in your little small clear bag.
Yeah.
And then today, they're like, bring in whatever.
I mean, you gotta make do. You gotta make it right.
So, a friend of mine, Allison Mastrangelo, who works for Channel 2, was saying that she stopped at a gas station on her way in today, and that there was a line of people who were just buying food at the gas station, getting ready to bring it in.
Listen, I'm going to be obnoxious with it.
Yeah.
Especially if I was there yesterday and, like, everything was terrible. Oh, my goodness. I'm bringing everything.
I'm bringing a full sub.
I'm bringing a full sub. Seafood boil. all of it.
You're doing
crab.
All of the things that would get you the dirtiest looks on an airplane.
All of it. I'm going to Juicy Crab and getting me the spiciest, biggest seafood boil I can get, and I'm taking it down there, and I'm stopping at 4 other restaurants and getting everything.
Now, it is whatever can fit, because you still have to bring in your clear bag. So it's still got to fit in the clear bag.
That's fine.
But,
the seafood boil comes in a bag. I'm good. It's less, less surface area.
Now, I love that. I would totally do something like that. Just whatever the wild. But I was, my first thought is, I was like, I would get a foot long sub for sure.
Didn't at All Star for the All Star game, for All Star weekend, they had the tomahawk, like the, did you see? I saw something where it was like a big steak. You could get that was like $200, but like it was, I saw some people say
$99.
Okay, it was 100. Yeah.
So, I mean, we're getting a deal here.
Yeah.
But, that was an insane food item. I'm not, like, I was willing to spend the 21 on the birria, the hot dog that was a foot long and had a bunch of crazy toppings on it. I'm not spending $99 for a steak at a baseball game.
I get it. That might be my thing now. Like, that might be something I want to do, is, like, go to every ballpark and get like whatever their crazy food item is.
Yeah, I'm ready, dude. In 2 weeks, I'm going up to Yankee Stadium, and I'm gonna find whatever their crazy food items are. I'll spend $60 on my meal getting two items probably. Yeah.
The White Sox have like a chocolate milkshake thing that's huge.
That's right. I remember Wiley Ballard doing that whole thing with FanDuel TV. So. But as far as last night with the Speedway Classic, with the Braves and the Reds, with us waiting 2 hours and 20 minutes. No, what was crazy is they had the ceremonial first pitch, and while Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, Johnny Bench and Chipper Jones are doing the ceremonial first pitch. The bottom falls out, and you're just like, oh, no.
Just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Just.
Well, so my frustration with people, because I heard the complaints, and we'll talk more about this over the course of the show, but the people who complained about, oh, they didn't have a plan for rain, what are they supposed to do? Like, put a roof over the place? I don't know what you expected them.
Fly in a roof, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you expected them to do for the rain, besides, I think people were complaining about shuttle service, because I did see, now, I got a minivan from my parking spot to the front gate, which was incredibly nice. I saw a lot of people in golf carts, and golf cart drivers were full-on driving through many lakes that had been formed and just soaking everyone on the golf cart. And I was like, well, that's incredibly dumb. So I don't know that you can blame that on Bristol or Major League Baseball, because like they did their best with the rain.
Yeah, that's just people being stupid.
Yes. And like you can't help that. Like I had a 90-year-old driver of my van who was like, where you want to go? And I was like, media drop-off, the same place that you took the last group. Like, just please don't mess this up. So there's a lot to blame Major League Baseball for. There's a lot to not blame Major League Baseball for. I feel like that 70s show with Kelso, when he's like, dang, Jackie, I can't control the weather. Like, that was definitely Major League Baseball last night. And yet, we're playing today, top of the sixth. Braves lead 3-2. We'll keep you updated on all of those sorts of things. Just a crazy event. I want Major League Baseball to continue trying things. And even though they messed this one up, some on their part, some they can't control the weather, I don't want it to shut down the ideas, because I still believe Bristol Motor Speedway playing a baseball game there was a really cool idea that just needs to be fine-tuned a little bit better. On the other side of the break here on the Dopey Millennial Show, Caleb Johnson here with you. We'll get into this Braves-Red Series, what's happening the rest of the season after the trade deadline. Falcons are at training camp, and Atlanta United played last night. We'll get into it next with the rest of the story. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Major League Baseball does a great job at this, and you know, can't be easy to throw something like this together. It's a big event and a big deal, and But everything, you know, they got everything they need in that clubhouse. And, you know, hopefully I hope the rain stays away so we can get on the field and work out prior to it just
womp,
to,
womp.
You know, see the bouncing of the ball and run around the outfield. And so that's just right now I'm just was looking at the radar and it looked like that was just one blip on top of us here. So hopefully that clears off and we can get out there and work out on the field.
That was manager Brian Snicker foretelling, unfortunately, what became of last night's Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway, as the Braves and Reds were intending to play a full game last night. I was up there, Caleb Johnson here with you on the Dopey Millennial Show. I was expecting to get to see an incredible baseball game last night because it was quite the venue. I mean, I've got a couple of photos that I'm going to post later today that just look insane because the way that they put this thing together looked so cool. And for all of the negative, and we talked some first segment about the negative for the fan experience that they certainly needed to work on, which included the fan center outside fan village that they had set up, which apparently did not have enough room for all the people that showed up, had insanely long lines in order to do anything. There were fights that broke out. It was just a whole mess that happened in that. But they did consider a lot of the players' needs with how they set up the clubhouses. Brian Snicker talking about how comfortable everything was in there. The media press box area that they set up for us, honestly, was done pretty well. Now, it was a lot of wood and scaffolding, which was a bit odd as I sat there during the game, during one of the rain delays, and the rain is coming down really hard, the wind is blowing, and the press box is just kind of shaking. Yeah, it was just it was shaking back and forth. The rain's falling, and it was like, oh, I you know, really hope they tightened every bolt and really made everything secure when they put this thing together, because I certainly don't want this all to collapse, because that would really kind of be the cherry on top of it all. But yeah, so I think from the player perspective, they nailed it. From the media perspective, I think they did the best that they could. Now, it was like four flights of stairs to get from the ground to the press box, which it was kind of, you know, mount press box to walk it up and get there. And you're, whoo, all right, you know. And it was already a bit of a walk from the front of the stadium to go down in this little tunnel area to get to where the media. So that was a little bit, but like, hey, I got legs, I can walk, I brought good shoes, all that whole thing. Truly, I think the fan experience is where they clearly missed the mark, not having enough food and not having enough space for everyone. And obviously not being clear enough that when you buy a ticket that says fully obstructed view, that's what that actually means. Without any further ado, Lo, let's get into the rest of the story. Yeah, that was like, we're still holding out for good weather. Yeah, we'll start with the Braves. Let's get to the baseball side of things because, well, unfortunately, I do have an injury to tell you about that I'm not super excited. But last night, Braves and Reds tried to play at the Speedway Classic right at first pitch. I know you at home, you have radars. MLB has radars. But there was a ton of money spent on this event. It was on Big Fox. They tried to get it underway. When that did not happen, that meant it had been a long time since Spencer Strider had warmed up. So Spencer Strider did not start last night's game. He was scratched, and he will start on Monday when the Braves take on the Brewers. Instead, you got Alex Cox, who got out there, and the poor kid, I just felt so bad for him. He gets out there. It's pouring down, absolutely pouring down rain. And he's trying his, I mean, the water's just going off the bill of his hat. He's trying his best to locate pitches. You had a couple of guys from the Reds get some hits, and there was not a lot that Austin Riley could do over at third base because he's standing in a puddle that they tried to put dirt in and ended up turning into just a muddy mess. But you get You get the Reds on the board first, and what, I mean, that should not have played out like it did last night. So they end up stopping the game another time, putting some more quick dry down. It's just not sopping up the water because it's coming down too fast. They cover it again. They eventually, after a 2 hour and 20 minute delay, end up calling the game. That was just to start the game, I guess. And then they ended up calling the game closer to 11 o'clock and deciding to, hey, Sunday, 1 o'clock, we'll play. So the Braves call up Hurston Waldrop, who so far has thrown 5 1/3 inning. He's given up 3 hits, 1 run. However, you had Eli White hit a home run in the second inning, and the Braves are up 3-2. So, like I said, I felt bad. Spencer Strider not getting to start last night. Chase Burns does try to start for the Reds last night. He only is able to go the inning that he gets through. And then today, the Reds doing a bullpen game, just like the Braves kind of expected to do last night, but they end up getting to go with Hurston Waldrop today, who is saving the bullpen right now. Brent Sutter is the one for the Reds who gave up the 3-run shot to Eli White that has the Braves leading 3-2. However, you did have Elly De La Cruz on third. A ball was hit right to Austin Riley. De La Cruz realizes he can't go back to third. He starts to run home. Austin Riley gets caught in a weird pickle where he has to dive and tag De La Cruz on the ankle. Gets him out. However, do you remember what Austin Riley just came off the injured list for? An ab strain. You know what he did today? Re-aggravated the ab strain. So Austin Riley was pulled from today's game. Luke Williams has been brought in as his replacement, and I'm pretty sure, guys, we're headed towards another injury-less stint for Austin Riley. It was an awkward play because since De La Cruz is 6'5", I believe. I mean, he's just insanely tall. He was able to kind of play with the, I'll run back to third. Oh, you're going to tag me out. I might as well try to make a kind of a shimmy and run home. Austin Riley held on to the ball too long. But I get it. At the same time, he's thinking, well, Elly is like the Monstars as far as his reach. And so Elly De La Cruz starts running home. Austin Riley dives, does get the out. He did get Elly De La Cruz out, which ended the inning, but he clearly was a little slow to get up from that, and was pulled from today's game. Luke Williams is going to finish this one out, and I would expect another 10-day stint for Austin Riley, but hopefully, I am wrong. Looks like Hurston Waldrop has just been pulled from today's game. He went 5 2/3, gave up 1 earned run, and 3 hits. That's a good day.
Good work.
Yeah, that's a really, really good day of Hurston Waldrop saving the bullpen so that now you just need, a couple innings out of your bullpen to close this thing out. When last night you were thinking you were throwing a complete bullpen game in general. So far, I mean, you used Alex Cox last night. Wow. Freudian slip there. You had Alex Cox last night. You've got 5 2/3 out of Hurston Waldrop. Yeah, I mean, you can get out of this thing with 4 pitchers.
How many times have we sat back and said, hey, we just need the bullpen to come out?
Right.
For 3 innings?
I know.
How many times this year have we said that?
As I'm saying it, I'm thinking like, ooh, it's not asking much, but in fact, it actually is. It is asking a lot.
And also, just because it's coming up, the Braves, for whatever reason, have this thing where they always lose on Sundays, specifically when our guy Grant is coming on. So for his sake, hopefully they can pull this one out and he can get a win.
Aren't we on like 10 straight?
It's something crazy like that. He hasn't done a show where the Braves have won on a Sunday in over a month.
Yeah, I'm thinking like maybe I'm just having a brain lapse of a Sunday win, but I thought I remember we're on like 10 or 11 straight at this point, which is funny because as I say that, Eli White just hit his second home run and the Braves are up 4-2 in the seventh. And you're thinking, ah, feeling good. Guys, we still got a couple innings to go. Like, there's still time. Now, I would love it because with the Speedway Classic, they did do a trophy. So the winners of this game get to hoist a trophy. And that's, like, I want to reinforce for all of the people critical of Major League Baseball for making this only one game. This is a spinoff of the Field of Dreams game, which is a singular game played out in, what is it, Iowa? Based on the Field of Dreams movie. And so that's why this was a one-off game. That's why they tried so hard to get it in last night. Ended up having to play it today in front of a much smaller crowd. But kudos to all of the people who showed back up, because I was thinking, like, I knew I wasn't going to be able to stay because I had a show today. But I also was like, I didn't bring clothes for going to a second baseball game, especially like working. So all of my media friends there, I don't know. I know the TV crew, Dom, the TV crew is wearing the same suits they wore last night.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
And like some of those guys got rained on.
Yeah.
You know,
that's rough.
Like Tom Verducci and I'm blanking on Ken, his last name, but both of those guys got rained on heavily last night back in the same suit. Hopefully they got it dry cleaned, but I don't know if they were able to make that happen.
Really quickly, I got it right here. Do you want to take a wild guess? When was the last time the Braves won on a Sunday?
Beginning of May?
It's in May.
Okay.
May 18th.
May 18th.
Is a win against the Boston Red Sox 10-4.
So how many weeks? I'm trying to think. How many weeks is that?
Let's see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's about 10 weeks.
Yeah, I thought we were at 10 weeks. Or right there about. That's crazy, man. It's been that type of a season. And hopefully the Braves, the rain that put a damper on everything last night left a lot of people upset. Hopefully the Braves can walk out of this one with a win on Sunday. And you know what would be funny, Dom? If they win today, they would win on a Sunday that they weren't even supposed to be playing. They weren't even supposed to be playing today. And maybe that's why they can trick the baseball gods.
Yeah, break the bad juju.
And get a win today. All right. On the other side of the break, Alex Anthopoulos spoke to reporters this past week because the Braves at the trade deadline, pretty quiet. Also, Georgia head coach Kirby Smart was on our radio station. He had some interesting things to say about, well, not the starting quarterback, but a quarterback that he has on his roster. We'll get to it all next in a Check the Tape segment. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on Sports Radio 98.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a
DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Sunday afternoon. Hey, you know, sometimes you go to your job and you fake it until you make it. You're like, you woke up, you didn't feel particularly good, and you're like, you know what? I still got to go make that money. Well, it's a little bit different for me because, like, the whole basis of my job, of getting to talk to you guys for 3 hours on a Sunday, like this is fun. It can still be a job, obviously, at times, but it still is fun. However, it becomes a little bit difficult when you drive 11 and a half hours in a singular day and get 4 hours of sleep, which is what happened to me last night as I drove yesterday to the Speedway Classic, hoping to see the Braves and the Reds play some baseball, and got to see an inning in a third in an absolute monsoon. But yeah, that's where we're at. It's the Dopey Millennial Show, though. Caleb Johnson here with you going until 5 o'clock, and we'll turn things over to Grant McCauley and From the Diamond. Hopefully, he'll have some fun things to talk about. It was funny. Grant tweeted last night during the game when they were actually playing that he was like, yeah, field looks a little waterlogged. And I just responded, very. Because you'd see the baseball hit the turf out there. And I was very concerned. You know, Dom, it's funny. My number one concern, I was on a podcast earlier this week with some buddies who chatted up sports. They do a great job in Chattanooga, Tennessee, talking a lot of different things. And they brought me on, talk about, you know, getting excited to head into Bristol. And I was like, my number one focus was on the turf and how good it would be. Because when I saw them laying the turf down initially, looked a lot like carpet. Looked a lot like old school 80s AstroTurf. And I was like, yikes, that's, you know, having a guy like, thankfully, not thankful that Acuña was not playing in this game. But because Acuña has had Achilles injuries, and I was thinking, yeah, this is the type of stuff that looks like you get your cleats stuck in. And I showed up to the game yesterday, and my first thought was, oh no, this turf is actually in great condition. And the turf is heading to Eastern Tennessee State University after this game. They're going to donate it to update the facilities at East Tennessee State, which I think is really cool, instead of just throwing it out.
Yeah.
You know, repurposing it.
Absolutely.
Putting it to some good use. And it was actually really high quality turf, but I found it funny that, like, that was my concern going into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, my biggest concern was, please stop raining. Please. Please stop raining.
Yep.
Please let there be food, because I started seeing people on social media tweeting out, and I was like, oh, I was going to go get more food, but sounds like it doesn't exist. And then, and sorry for any listeners who were at the game and dealt with any of those awful food experiences, they did end up bringing stacks of Little Caesar's pizza for all of us media at like 10:30. Which I've been on a like somewhat recent health kick, but I gotta tell you, Dom, and I don't also I typically look at Little Caesars being below my standards.
Oh, I don't.
But you know, I hit over 30, and then just the way that my stomach doesn't digest it the same anymore, I tend to stay away. But yeah, Little Caesars. Pepperoni pizza last night hit really good at 10:30.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like a good Little Caesars pizza.
I felt like I was in college again, quite honestly, because through high school and college years, a number of times that I ate Little Caesars pizza, too many times to count. Because you could always count on the Old Faithful $5. You know,
absolutely.
Anyways, I say all that to say that last night's event, to some extent, a failure because they weren't able to play it, but are playing it now, and the Braves are inching closer to pulling off a Sunday victory, which they have not done, as Dom pulled up for us, since May 18th. So hopefully that can happen. I want to do a check the tape segment, though. We play some cuts. We'll start with Brian Snicker pregame last night. I played for you earlier, him being like, yeah, you know, field looks great. I just hope the rain doesn't get in the way. And it's like, ha, if only you knew. If only you knew how this is going to go. But I did like Snit talking about the fans showing up and showing out, even if Mike Bell didn't and he sold his tickets. And I was going to tease him really hard on this show. And then everything went how it went last night. And I was like, actually, Mike, that was
right
kind of smart of you, buddy, to stay home. But here's Brian Snicker talking about the fan base showing up, even though this has been a rough season.
You know what? The season obviously hasn't been what we had hoped, for a lot of reasons. But it's amazing the fans that I've talked to, and how supportive they still are and appreciative of everything we've accomplished over the years. And I think they understand, you know, that these things happen. And like I say, it's a special group of people, Braves Country is. And
yeah, that was Snit talking about, I'm sorry, guys, just real quick. Dom was talking to me in my ear and said something really funny, but that would have shocked a lot of people, and I, for a split second, thought he said it to where you all could hear.
Was not safe for
the
FCC
not.
Airways.
Was not. And I completely lost my train of thought there for a second. The thing, though, with Snit, that I he's always going to be positive and supportive and talking about the fans, and truly the fans showing up like they did yesterday. More Reds fans than I anticipated, I guess. I don't know why I look at Cincinnati and think, like, they have fans? Do they? Really? I don't know. It's brand new to me. Had no idea. I joke a kid, obviously. But I thought they were going to be more Braves fans, and it kind of felt more split than I truly anticipated it to be. That is all to say, though, that the goodwill, and this is something that we will talk about over the coming weeks on this show, the goodwill that the Braves had by winning the World Series in 2021, it's getting thinner and thinner and thinner as getting to use 2021 as a, like, well, hey, at least we won then, because it's another year and another year and another year of failure, this one being the biggest failure since 2021. And so, yeah, there's goodwill for now. And for a one-off game like you had with the Speedway Classic, but don't expect that to stick around. And that also applies to Brian Snicker, who I think fans appreciate. Thank you for your service, but let's wrap this one up. You know, it's been a great career, and I think at the end of the season, obviously, I'm pretty sure he'll be calling it a career. All right, one other thing that I wanted to get to from Brian Snicker was talking about playing in the state of Tennessee, because this was the first Major League Baseball game to get played in the state, as there are some rumblings of a Major League Baseball team being brought to Tennessee.
I think how appropriate for the Braves to experience that. And, you know, I got a lot of memories driving in here last night from the airport, and today seeing all the familiar signs that when I started my career here in Kingsport. So, you know, I'd forgot how beautiful this country is, just driving in yesterday and today, and just looking at the hotel, and you know, it's pretty special here.
Yeah, that is to say, it is a beautiful part of the country. As I was driving up yesterday morning, it was cool. Like, I saw some incredible mountains out in Washington, but that's not to say that they still don't look great up in the Smokies as you're kind of coming through the Knoxville area and Sevierville and all that sort of thing. Had to stop at Bucky's. Actually, I stopped at two different Bucky's yesterday. I have a problem.
Look at what this team is doing to Brian Snitker.
Yeah.
You know you've lost it when you start saying stuff like, yeah, I forgot how beautiful this country is. Dude, you still got games left to play this season.
Yeah, but Snit's looking at it like... Snit's like, you know, it's a great view.
The silver lining. I got to find something.
Maybe I should come drive through these mountains more often free time next year.
You know
year.
What? This is actually going to be a great place for me to retire, and I don't have to worry about this team anymore.
Yeah. Go buy a house in Gatlinburg, you know, get a view of the Smoky Mountains. It'd be great, Snit. But I think the thing that I wanted to bring up here as he talks about Tennessee and these rumblings of a team potentially in the future coming to Nashville. Nah, this is Braves country. Like, the Braves put their stamp on Tennessee just like they have the Carolinas, just like they have Alabama. I don't know that I like the idea of a team coming to Nashville. They've got their minor league team there with the Nashville Sounds. I know expansion is going to happen, but I guess selfishly, as a Braves fan, like, no, I still want to claim Tennessee as part of that area. And I feel like because Tennessee has been so ingrained to Braves country because of how long that association has been there, that I'd be very curious to see the divide and new fans. Because, like, when you brought an MLS team, there weren't soccer fans regionally. I don't know that anyone in Nashville was really claiming Atlanta United like that. So them creating their own MLS squad wasn't that big of a deal. But I do think bringing a Major League Baseball team, apart from where would they put it, which is always going to be a thing anytime you bring a new team to a place, but especially Nashville and the way that city is set up. I personally think the Carolinas are better suited to get a team than I would think Tennessee. And I also just wonder how many local fans actually showed. I was talking to some media people last night. Like, what do you think? Out of the 85,000 that were ticketed last night, I was thinking 30% probably from the state of, like, or from the local area. Otherwise, I don't know, it could be more. But I just think it was probably a lot of Braves and Reds fans from Ohio and Georgia and the surrounding areas coming in to watch their team than people locally in the area looking for, hey, maybe we can bring a major league squad to our state. But it was certainly interesting. It was something new to try. Like I said, all show, I've been all for this one, and I just, you know, they need to work out some kinks. Although, because they had to knock down a building, take out lights, they had to knock down 300 feet of the pit wall in Bristol, I don't know that they're going to run this thing back in Bristol next year, but I love the idea of putting baseball fields in places that you don't normally think of them at. And let's work on the fan experience side and work out those kinks so we can all enjoy these sorts of things instead of focus so much on the negative. But, of course, weather is always going to exist. All right, one thing I want to get into, and we'll spend some more time talking about this over the course of the show. Alex Anthopoulos spoke with media after the trade deadline hit this past week, where at 6 p.m., I did sports flashes that day, and I thought, man, I'm going to be updating these things like crazy all day because the Braves are going to be making so many moves, and nothing happened. And so let's listen to Alex Anthopoulos, Atlanta Braves general manager, talk about why the team didn't make any deals.
Yeah, I know there was a ton of speculation on, obviously I read it, I saw all of it for months, about different names and so on, and I never going to comment on our players and things like that, as all that was going on but our goal in this deadline was to focus on guys that could help us in 26 and beyond, or had the chance to, whether that's through club options, like guys like Kinley and so on. And, it didn't materialize, but.
Yeah, this sentiment is, I think, growing really old with a lot of fans and media alike who are going, look, I understand Marcell Ozuna not getting moved because he has a tear in his hip, and whoever is trading for him is trading for very likely a rental because he's going to be a free agent. He can choose where he goes next. But not moving Raisel Iglesias for something, really kind of blows my mind. And we're going to have a guest later in the show who hopefully can explain to us why this sort of deal didn't happen. And the optimism in the farm system, because I think there's a lot of negativity with the Major League Club right now. So hopefully there is something positive going on in the minor leagues, but they didn't add any pieces on trade deadline day. It certainly confused a lot of us. And, you know, once again, we're hit with, we were trying and it just didn't happen. Just doesn't feel good enough. Does not feel good enough to give me optimism about the future of this Atlanta Braves team. When we get back on the other side of the break, coming up in about 4 minutes from now, Will McFadden, he's the senior editor for AtlantaFalcons.com. He's going to get on, talk with us about what he's seen at training camp as training camp at Flowery Branch continues on Monday. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.